Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Colin Bird, who's Executive Chairman at Extract Resources. How are you today, Colin?
I'm good, thank you. And how are you, Zach?
I'm doing well, almost as well as the share price of Extract at the moment. I think we're on a bit of a high in the wake of the latest news from Australia.
Yeah, it's very good. It's pleasing. As you know, we're drilling this porphyry. We're drilling down plunge because, quite frankly, we don't know just how far it goes. We've got models, and you know, the world's full of geological models and models in general. But how far does this go? We don't really know, and what we're doing is the only way to determine that. But we're just about where we are now at 608, 610. Well, we were further than that now. We'll probably be at 630. But we're into what I'll describe it, for better of a lack of a better term, to more or less no man's land. There's not many drill holes been. There's no drill holes been where we are now. And so we are really going into the no man's land. And of course, in our previous announcements, we've often talked about the gold increasing. That will be found out when we assay the core, because, as I've said before, the XRF is no use for that. But the copper values are looking very consistent with porphyries for the region, for the Lachlan Fold. So we're happy bunnies at the moment, really, I guess, with 500 metres of continuous mineralisation. It does look like we are approaching the feldspar quartz alteration, which essentially, according to the science, indicates the start of the serious mineralization, if you like, the guts of the porphyry. So we're probably just going into the guts of the porphyry. There's no way of saying, everyone's different, everyone's unique. There's no way of saying how thick the guts will be, but we're encouraged, you know, because we're already over 600 meters and just hitting the guts of it. So we've gone through what they call the sericite, and that had got the typical values and grades. And we've got some pictures of core. They're fairly impressive, in my view. You know, that you don't have to be a geologist to see there's a lot of mineralization there. Of course, some of it is pyrite, and the pay material, chalcopyrite, is in conjunction with pyrite. And again, science says that if you've got 15 to 30% of pyrite, that you're just above the guts of this these feldspar quartz alterations and the breccias. So that's what we're going into. So I'm hopeful now for continuation, obviously. I'm hopeful now for going into the high-grade component, which hopefully contains gold. And if it wanted to forecast towards the middle of December last year, if you wanted to forecast where would you like to be today with this hole, 600 metres, fully mineralised, but mineralised from 110 metres, actually started at 78. I'm very happy to be where we are. I think the company is, we're in bated breath now, how far does it go? But 500 metres of continuous mineralisation is a very good start.
Right.
Just we're excited. We're excited, Zach.
Right. I mean, there's a few technical terms in there. Maybe some people who are not totally familiar with the geology or mining space may not know. But a porphyry, how would you describe that?
Well, they're in place volcanically generally, and they come in large circular features. As often as not, they're vertical. This one's a bit not different for Lachlan Fold, but different by world terms. It tends to be dipped on its side. So you can imagine, instead of being vertical, it's dipped on its side. It tends to be, we think, flaring as well, getting wider. And so I guess they kind of describe them as cigars. Some of them dip in deeply. Some of them on their side. They are obviously volcanic, and they come like peeled onions. If you can imagine an onion and they peel the layers off. On the outskirts, you can get some zinc and you can get some other metals. And then as you peel off the layers, you get into what they call supergene. That's where you get them. And these are quite off, sort of frequent in Chile, where you can get, you know, a few hundred million tons of copper, sorry, of ore, a few hundred million tons, grading 1.5-2%. And that's hypogene, probably that's remobilization of the fluids when this thing was being formed. About 400 million years old. And then when you get to the point I've been going on about, it's really almost as though the metal has had a Bunsen burner underneath it, and that's made the fluids flow and pervade the rocks. And porphyries now are playing a much bigger contribution to world copper production. And typically, they're very big deposits. Typically, they're quite modest grade, 0.2, 0.3, 0.4 copper with some gold and some silver sometimes, often in association with molybdenum. And that's not unusual. I think some of the Lachlans have got molybdenum in association. So the huge systems where the top can sometimes, and I think ours, because there's been studies on it, and I'm going to do some more studies in jig time now, where the top can lead to a mine of, say, 200 metres deep, an open cast mine, where you get reasonable values whilst you prepare the porphyry, if you like. The porphyries are generally worked by block caving, whereby you drop the material, very cheap mining cost, compares to open pit at about 6-7 to 1. And there's something as a miner, you know, I'm a miner, Zach, that there's something about the shape of this one, which I think academically, instead of being vertical, where you've got to get all of your entries, all of your systems down to the bottom in order to drop the material to the bottom and use gravity, this one lying on its side a little bit, I think access might be cheaper. And I think in actual fact, being committed to a mine, i.e. that you've got to get to the bottom before you can start operations, I think this one we can possibly progressively build and therefore mitigate one of the problems of bulk caving, which is means you spend all your capital up front. I really like the shape of the ore body, and I think it might suit the miners as we get there. But don't want to be a garimpeiro. Oh, we're talking about geology at the moment. We're talking about the principles and the science of porphyries. But to put it in total practical terms, if you wanted to write the RNS in that we put out today on the 15th of December 2020, you'd have been delighted if this was what you'd penned, were able to pen. So happy with what we've got. And now, of course, it's bated breath. How far does it go? Fingers crossed. And, you know, we're manning this with we've got a PhD on the rig, Dr. Quinton Hills, who's an absolute expert in porphyries and generally an expert in all branches of geology. We're very impressed. And we've got a young geologist on each shift, a good drilling machine. We're knocking out 80 meters a day. So it's not going to be a death of the 1,000 lashes for our shareholders. You know, when you're knocking 80 metres a day, we're going to find the bottom one of these days. Hopefully not tomorrow, not the day after, but, towards the weekend of Monday. But it's exciting. It really is. You know, this is one situation where I wish I was there, and I'm not because of this, you know, this COVID-19. But when you've spent a lifetime in this business, to actually be in a situation where you've generated 500 meters of good core, which is very impressive core, it would be lovely to see the stuff coming up the hole. But for our shareholders, well, fingers crossed, folks, it's looking good, and long may it continue.
Right, and so, on social media, there's quite a lot of sort of talk about the way that extract sitting, you know, near to one of Australia's largest, you know, gold copper mines, and still has a small market cap. People are still thinking of Greatland Gold and other companies like that. Is there any indication at this stage what the potential of Bushranger could be?
Oh, Bushranger is super. I mean, first of all, it's not on the Australian radar screen, so I'm going to correct that. The Australians aren't talking about us. You know, the Pummies going down there and doing this drilling, that's not being talked about. So I'm going to correct that. It's in their, it's in the Australian Institute of Geology. They rank it. They rank the race. It's called the Race Course Project. The race course, so they rank it quite high. There's another porphyry site which we don't talk about called Foot Rot. I think we'll probably rename that one. And then it's three epithermals. So, you know, park everything you've got in extract, and we're sitting on probably in terms of the AIM market and the Australian market for that matter as well, we're sitting on one of the a potential dripping roast. Well figured, well placed. And expectations to date are being met. And, you know, I guess the comparator that I see people talking about is the Boda project owned by Alkane. And they don't start till 200-odd metres. Of course, we start at 210 metres. And our mineralisation is pretty much the same, slightly better. And we're starting approaching the plunge length, if you like, the plunge length of the actual porphyry of the intrusion. So we beginning to look like we might rank alongside one of their best ones on the Lachlan Fold.
Okay, well, on that note, Colin Bird, Executive Chairman at Extract Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach. Thanks for giving me the opportunity.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.